you take a look outside. Isn't it pretty out there? Sun shining so bright. Leaves starting to change. Doesn't it just make you feel good? Good, I'm glad. I'm glad. Because what we're talking about today is joy. You see? And we've been, you know, focusing a lot of our attention on prayer and becoming more of a house of prayer to the Lord. And you know, this is one of those things that I think oftentimes falls through the crack in terms of our attention in prayer, is actually praying to God for joy. When was the last time you did that? You say that you actually prayed and asked God to help you to be joyful. You see, usually, typically, don't we just kind of ride, you know, the wave, so to speak, when we're feeling good and life is good, we feel joyful, and when things aren't so good, we're kind of, you know, not so joyful in our lives, and, you know, isn't that pretty much the way it goes? But really, if you think about it, God really wants us to be joyful. You know, there are 128 scriptures throughout the Bible that focus on joy. Now, I don't know about you, but that tells me that God has an interest in us being joyful. Okay? Doesn't that make sense? If He talked about it so much, it seems to me it's something that He wants for us in our lives. I think one of the problems with so many Christians is we walk around so often looking like we just ate a bunch of lemons. You see? And we go to people and we want to talk about Jesus. Hey, Jesus live in your life? You know? And we're timid and we're afraid and we're not full of joy. And so we wonder sometimes why people aren't interested. You see? And really what we should be is because we've got the greatest gift in the whole world. And that's salvation of our souls. And that by itself should bring us a lot of joy. You see? So we've got a lot to smile about. You see? I've been in times, you know, where we've sung the song, you know, I'm happy today. You know that song, right? I'm happy today. Oh, yes, I'm happy today. Well, convince me of that. You see? So, you know, we really need to focus a little bit on this whole thing about joy. Since God wants us to be joyful people, and we have a lot to be joyful about, you see, doesn't it make sense that we should be a happy, joyful people? Okay? And that's what we're going to be focusing on today. Now, but we're going to do something a little bit different today. I know some of you are going, uh-oh. Unless he got up his sleeve. I don't want to just preach to you this morning about joy. I want you to experience joy this morning. Okay? So I want to do a little joy exercise here. Okay? I want everybody to sit up in your seat. Sit up straight in your seat. Some of you are kind of, you know, I'm joyful. Okay? Sit up in your seat. Okay? Feet flat on the floor. Okay? Now, this next instruction is a little risky because I might lose some of you. Okay? I want you to close your eyes. Okay? When I tell you, you open your eyes. Don't just fall asleep on me. Okay? All right? Close your eyes. Some of you are peeking. Okay? I want you to picture yourself being joyful, doing something joyful. Visualization is a great way to find joy in our lives. Picture yourself doing whatever it is that you, in your heart and mind, love to find joy in doing. You see? Find some joy in that. Visualize yourself being happy, enjoying the day. Okay? Having fun. When was the last time some of you did that? See? And sharing that joy with other people. Okay, now open your eyes. Okay, now open your eyes. Okay, now, I got one other thing I want you to do. I want everybody to stand up. And when you stand up, I want you to go, "Boy, do I feel great!" All right. Now, how do you feel?
Great.
All right. Now, before... Wait. Don't sit down yet. Because I want you to sing a song with me. Those of you who know this song, and probably some of our teens know this, some of you may not, but it's a real easy song. It goes like this. I feel good, good, good. Oh, I feel good. Oh, yes, my Lord. Because there's something about the Spirit of my Jesus that makes me feel good, 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 good. Oh, I can sing, sing, sing. Oh, I can sing, oh, yes, my Lord. Because there's something about the Spirit of my Jesus that makes me sing good, 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 good. And you can just add all kinds of other things to that song. You see, now, how do you feel now? Good. All right, have a seat. Have a seat. Now, you know, we're talking about joy this morning. We're talking about praying for joy in our lives. And part of it is just being able to experience what God has already given to us. Okay? So I want to share with you this morning some things that I think can help us to not only focus, but to be able to experience joy, more joy, in our lives on a daily basis. You see, there are some things I think that really help us to have more joy in our lives. Okay? In other words, joy comes to us because of certain things. Okay? And the first thing that I want to suggest to you that brings joy to our lives, okay, joy comes to us as a result, first of all, of us knowing who we are. Okay? Now, let's start with this question. Do you know who you are? Don't take out your wallet and look at your identification, okay? All right? What I mean is, do you really know who you are? You see? The fact that you have been created in the very image of God ought to tell you something. You see? God in the book of Genesis had Moses write in verse 27, "So God created man in His own image. In the image of God He created him, male and female He created them." So what's really cool about that is if you are male or female, that's just about everybody in here, right? Okay? If you are male or female, then God created you in His image. Isn't that great? You see? You are created in the very image of God. And one of the things that I have figured out, there's some things I still haven't figured out, but one thing I have figured out is that God does not make junk. Okay? We are fearfully and wonderfully made in the very image of Almighty God. And we need to remember that, you see, as we go through our daily lives. You see? That God cares about His creation so much that He didn't just kind of throw us together. He masterfully made us in His image. And that means we're special. You see? And that ought to help us to find joy. When you forget who you are, you see, it's easy to get bogged down by all the stuff in the world. But joy comes to us by remembering who we are. Some of you from, you know, way back in the old Colonial Heights days may remember a program that's called Adventures in Christian Living. Anybody remember that? Okay, some of y'all remember that. There was this kind of a slogan that was used all the time whenever, you know, the group met together just as a kind of an icebreaker and a cheering on and get everybody motivated and so forth. And it went this way. It was three simple statements that said, "I am made in God's image. I can choose my attitude. And I choose to feel great." Three simple statements that are all true. Okay? That if we will remember where we come from and who we are, that we are made in God's image. Our attitude that we have, whether we're full of joy or whether we're, you know, wallowing in sorrow and so forth, that will be determined by our choice. We can choose our attitude. And what I try to do is to choose to feel great. See? And I want to encourage you to do the same thing. Choose to feel great. We can feel good about ourselves when we remember who we are. When we forget that, we're going to get bogged down. See? And if we remember who we are, then one of the primary things that oftentimes gets us bogged down is criticism by other people. But when we remember who we are, we won't let that criticism bog us down. So we have a tremendous source of joy. So I want to suggest to you that one of the good things that you can do on a daily basis, say, to help you to find more joy is for you to pray and asking God to help you to remember who you are. Okay? Pray and ask God to help you remember who you are. Well, you know, another thing about joy is that joy comes, real joy, comes only in the Lord. That's the source of real joy. There's a lot of other kinds of joy out there, which I'll just refer to as artificial joy. Okay? Or maybe temporary joy. Okay, that's the kind of joy that the world has to offer. But you know what one of the biggest problems with the joy that the world offers to us is? It's not stable. Okay, in other words, it changes all the time. And when we rely on the joy that the world offers us, then our joy is just kind of going to be going like this all the time, because today the world says, oh, this is what you need to make you joyful and happy. And tomorrow it'll be something else. I mean, you don't believe that? Just go buy some kind of electronic gadget. Okay? Today it's the latest, greatest thing on the market. Tomorrow it's outdated. Before you even get all your data on it, you say. Then you got to go find joy in buying the next latest and greatest thing. You say? That's what the world offers. But the Bible tells us we find real joy in Jesus as our Lord. In the text, one of the texts that was read for us as we began this morning, Philippians chapter 4 and verse 4. Rejoice, where? In the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say, rejoice. Say, because real joy comes from the Lord. Not from all these other things. Now, we can find some temporary happiness in all that stuff, but real, genuine, deep, heartfelt joy comes from the Lord. And that kind of joy, by the way, comes even when we're in the midst of trials and tribulations. You notice he says, rejoice in the Lord always. Well, you know, when are we supposed to be rejoicing in the Lord? Always. Well, but wait a minute. What about this problem that I'm having in my life? Doesn't that fit under the category of always? You say? So I'm supposed to be joyful even when I'm struggling with this problem or that problem. The answer is yes, if you find your joy in the Lord. You say? Because He'll give you real joy and not that temporary stuff. James has something very interesting to say about this in James chapter 1, beginning in verse 2. He says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance. So not only is it joy that we're supposed to consider, but we're supposed to consider it pure joy when we're facing trials and tribulations and struggles, you see? He says, consider it pure joy. Well, doesn't that really fit with rejoice in the Lord always? See, that's how we can do it. is that we consider it pure joy when we're facing those things, because those things are going to help to make us stronger. And that's what God wants for us more than anything, you see? And that's why He can tell us to rejoice in Him always. That's the real source of joy, you see, is the Lord. So, you know, think about that in terms of when you're praying, and pray and ask God to help you to find your joy and to rejoice in the Lord always. That should be on your prayer list, you see. Praying to find joy in the Lord always. Sing with me. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. And again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice. And again I say rejoice. We really can. Anyway. Well, then there's one other area that I want you to think about in terms of praying for joy in our lives. We need to realize that real joy comes from living for Jesus. Okay? It doesn't really come. As much as the world wants us to believe that you can find real joy if you live for yourself, it doesn't. That's a lie. See? And we need to be able to see it for what it is. Because real joy comes from living for the Lord. See? When we live our lives for the Lord and taking every opportunity we can to live for the Lord, then we're going to find joy. And we won't find ourselves doing this all the time. You see? Because we're looking at the world as a source of our joy. You see, I think here's a problem that a lot of Christians have. I think a lot of Christians are kind of living their Christianity kind of like potluck. You see, in other words, we take a little bit here and we take a little bit of there and we take a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And we pick and choose the parts of Christianity that we like and the parts we want to live, and we take care of those things, and the rest of it we don't pay a whole lot of attention to. Well, that's not living for the Lord. You see? You do potluck is good when you're eating food, okay? But it doesn't do very well when we're trying to live our lives, and especially when we're trying to find joy. Because God wants us to understand that it's all together. It's a package deal, you see? And He wants us to live our lives on a daily basis for Him and rely on Him as that source of joy. If you immerse yourself in Christ daily, you see, that's when you can find that joy, even in the midst of those trials and tribulations, under that category of always, you see? Think about it this way. Every single one of us, you see, has 168 hours in a week. How many of those hours are you living for the Lord? Okay? All right? Think about it a little bit further this way. Suppose that your bank deposited in your account, okay, $43,200 every day. Some of you are going, woo! Right? That would bring me joy, right? Okay? Your bank deposits in your account every day $43,200. All right? But here's the stipulation. You have to spend it all by the end of the day. It's kind of a use it or lose it thing, okay? Whatever you don't spend by the end of the day, you lose it. Okay? It's gone. But the next day, you get another $43,200, right? Okay, and now let me ask you this. If your bank did that, How many of you would be doing everything you possibly could to be spending all of that $43,200, right? I mean, it's like, wow, this is great. We'd be doing everything we could to spend it because we don't want to lose it, right? Every single day, God deposits in your life account, okay, 43,200 seconds. That's how many seconds you get, okay? What are you doing with them all? Okay? How are you spending them? Because you don't get to carry them over to the next day. It's not like if I don't use all those seconds today, tomorrow I'm going to have 26 hours in the day. Okay? It doesn't work that way. At the end of the 24-hour period, they're all gone. How are you spending them? Okay? If you're spending those minutes, those seconds, those hours each day trying to live your life for Jesus, that's going to result in more rejoicing always in the Lord, you see. But if you're spending those minutes, hours, seconds, whatever, if you're spending those really just living for yourself, then you're going to be pretty miserable, really. Well, you'll find some joy here and there, but it won't last. Because it's not joy in the Lord. We need to ask ourselves, perhaps each day, at the end of the day, what have I done with the investment that God has made in my life today? Those 43,200 seconds. Have I been living them for Him? Okay. That's a challenge for us. The psalmist in Psalm 118 and verse 24 says, "This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." Which day do you think he was talking about? This one. This one right here. Okay? You see? This one that we have right now. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord has made, I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord has made. It truly is a day that the Lord has made. And He made us in His image to be able to use that day. And to use that day for His glory. That we would find joy in it. So let me suggest to you that in your prayer life, that perhaps you pray, Lord, help me to live for You today. Okay? That You would find more joy in your life. You see, it really is important for us to be praying for joy in our lives. God wants us to be joyful people. He wants us to feel joyful. He wants us to experience joy. And He wants us to share our joy in Him with other people. So they too can experience that joy. Okay? And I think that we'll be more successful at doing that if we will pray for more joy in our lives. What about you this morning? Do you feel joyful this morning? I hope so. I hope that this morning, in this experience that we have had together, that it has help you to at least feel some joy. See? Because I know that some of you have come here this morning, and when you came here, you didn't have a whole lot of joy in your heart. Some of you haven't experienced a lot of joy in a long time. But I hope that now you've found some important ways that will help you, even though whatever is going on in your life is a struggle, that you realize that you can still find joy in the Lord each day because of who you are, see? And because you're living for the Lord. See? If there's something going on in your life that maybe is that Satan is just doing battle with you over, and he's trying to steal your joy, then let us help you with that. Let us lift you up before the Lord and ask him to fight on your behalf and to restore your joy even in the midst of that particular situation, because that's still an always situation. And so if that's something that's going on in your life, let's pray about it before the Lord for you this morning. If you're not a Christian, then there's really no way you can experience the joy in the Lord because you're not in Him. Now, you can be happy at times, but you can't experience the real joy that comes from being in the Lord unless you're in the Lord. You see? And so if that's where you are this morning, if you're not a Christian, but you're ready to become one, you're ready to give your life to Christ, you can do that right now this morning. You can experience the joy of having your sins washed away and being forgiven and entering into a new life with Christ. And that's the greatest joy, I think, that we can ever have, you see. And so if there's someone here this morning that's ready to put on Christ and to become His child, then you can do that. You just need to repent of the sins in your life that are separating you from God. And you need to call upon Jesus as Lord of your life. You need to have those sins washed away in the waters of baptism, and you can rise then to a new life and joy in Christ Jesus. And so we offer that invitation to anyone that's ready to put on Christ this morning. Steve is coming up. He's going to lead us in a song, and we'll use that as an invitation song. If there's anything we can do to help you find more joy in Christ Jesus, then you're invited to come up and let me know. Ted will be in the back if you would like to just to go and talk to him privately back there. He'll be in the back to receive you. Let's stand together and sing.